Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The 15th annual Southern Farm Day starts today at the Boys and Girls Home Farm at Lake Waccamaw. There'll be antique tractors and farm equipment, the daily parade of power, animals, entertainment, a tractor pull, food and antique vendors, and so much more. Cape Fear Farm Heritage Association will be operating that 100-plus-year-old sawmill. It is so cool to watch that thing, folks. You can learn about mule-drawn plows and enjoy a cowboy action show. We'll be providing live coverage via Columbus County TV all 3 days of the event, starting at 10 o'clock today. While no burn bans have been ordered here, the Forest Service is issuing warnings against outdoor burning in most of North Carolina. The combination of low humidity and the continuing drought are creating dangerous wildfire conditions. Columbus County is still roughly 7 inches below average rainfall. Grand Swamp Highway will be detoured to Blacksmith Road beginning Monday while the Department of Transportation replaces a concrete culvert south of the intersection. Flaggers and detour signs will be in place. The detour will be there through April. A House bill banning cell phones for students is gaining traction in the legislature. The House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday will delve deeper into HB 87, which is titled Cell Phone Free Education. The bill would prohibit students from having cellular devices in classes while school is in session. Governor Josh Stein on Wednesday delivered his first State of the State address. He surprised some by calling for a government-efficient agency for North Carolina, similar to that put in place in Washington by President Donald Trump. He also called on the legislature to speed up approval of the Hurricane Helene relief package. Stein has proposed raising starting teacher pay to be the highest in the Southeast. He also wants to provide universal free lunches and a $4 billion school bond referendum. Three Columbus County deputies were recognized recently for saving the lives of children. Sergeant Caleb Fonville, Corporal Chris Cotton, and School Resource Officer Deputy R.J. Fowler were honored at the annual department meeting. Cotton performed CPR on an infant at a Clarendon home last year. Fonville recently extracted a toddler from a heating vent at a Georgia Pacific home. Fowler was on duty at Whiteville High School when he provided emergency first aid to a student who was choking. All I can say is, gentlemen, I'm not surprised in the least bit. We're proud of you, and we appreciate everyone who wears a badge for Columbus County. Saturday is going to be a big day at the Columbus County Community Farmers Market. In addition to plants and produce, it's time for poultry. Fresh eggs will be available, as always, but there'll also be chicks, ducklings, and goslings for sale. You can probably find out a little bit about raising your own yard birds. Plus, there'll be free cotton candy for the kids. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in North Whiteville. It's open from 8 until 1 every Saturday. April 5th is going to be the big spring sale at the market. There'll be a food truck radio, blacksmith, pony rides, tax swapping sale, and much more. The Columbus Baptist Association mission team is gathering donations for their next Nicaragua mission trip. Hard candy, coloring books, child-safe scissors, jump ropes, kitchen utensils, beach balls, and other items are needed. See this story online for the complete list of things that are needed. You can also call 910-642-2155 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.